Hi, this is Chaya with Family First Care. Is this Reynolds?
Yeah, what's surgery? What's it about?
So I'm calling in regards to the home care application.
Yeah.
I know Allison is really covering with you and taking care of this, but Allison is no longer with our agency and with our company. So I'm going to be taking over, and I want to help get you settled and started with the process, okay?
Yeah, for what?
For the home care services.
What's this regarding? The what?
For the home care services.
Yeah, okay.
So regarding your financials, you want to give me a little bit of a background. What's going on with your financials?
Well, I'm on Social Security Disability.
Okay.
1,153.
Okay, do you have a bank account?
Do I have a what?
Do you have a bank account within the past 5 years?
Yes, I do.
And it's still open?
Yeah, and they were supposed to send me a waiver out so I don't have to pay $600.
Okay, you do not. Let's see. Did you get the form from the county stating that your financials are needed?
Yes, it said I needed the bank statements for 5 years, and she was supposed to send me something out, and she never did.
So what's going to happen is what's needed is they need your bank statements in order to move forward. Now, instead of us, the only way to get those bank statements is either by going down to the bank and they give it to you.
They won't give it to me. I have to pay for it.
So, we don't want you to pay for them because, we don't want you to do that. What you can do for that is if you take that form down with you, the form that's stating that you need those financial works, if you take that form down with you to the bank, then they don't charge you.
That's not what I've been told. I told I need a waiver from you to send to me, and I never received that.
Okay. So let me tell you what's going on. This is what this is usually what the bank allows. That form, if you still have that form from the county, stating that the
I don't have it. All I have is the application to apply for it. I don't have that paper. She
you
was
have
the
statement
me.
Stating that you need the 5 years of bank statement.
No, I do not. I got the thing stating the application, and what do I have to have? She never sent it to me, I'm telling you.
Got it. The county never sent that to you.
No.
Okay. So I'm going to get that form over to you so that you can take that form to the bank so that they don't make you charge it, so that we can get it back to the bank, the county, so we can get this going, okay?
Yeah.
Do you have an email so that I can email this form to you once I get it?
No, I don't. I'm not savvy on the phone. All I can make is a phone call, and I know how to text. That's it.
You have anybody else that I can send this form to that you can take to the county?
Nope.
And you don't have that form from the county?
No, I do not. She was supposed to send it to me. She never did. I called her several times. No answer. No answer.
You know who
she is? Allison.
Oh, Allison. Okay. And when you called the bank, they said that you're going to have to pay for it?
Yes, $600.
Wow,
I'm applying for my son, too.
Right.
You know, I have cancer. I'm sick. I just broke my foot. I fell and broke my foot now. Okay?
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm going to try to work on this and see what we can do and get back to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And what's your name? What's your name?
My name is Chaya. Chaya.
Okay.
Okay.
Right now, 50 million names I have here.
Okay, fine.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. What's your number?